Insurers just posted $84 billion in underwriting gains over 2 years. 2 years. And private passenger auto is sitting well below 100 combined ratio for the second straight year. That means they are profitable, very profitable. So the next time an adjuster tells you they can't pay for a calibration because it's not on the estimate, you pull that number out. They are not hurting. They are choosing. There's a difference. Here's the thing. When insurers are squeezed, you can at least understand the pushback on supplements. When they're flush and still playing games on safety-critical lines, that's just bad faith with a smile on it. Don't let them frame it as a coverage question. Frame it as a safety question. Every time. Your shop's liability doesn't care what the insurer approved. And on the commercial auto side, there's another $2 billion in reserve hits they're absorbing. That segment is going to get tighter. If you're doing fleet work or anything touching commercial vehicles, expect more pushback coming and get your documentation dialed in now before that pressure arrives. Bottom line, the industry is sitting on record profits and still writing not covered on calibration lines. That's not a budget problem. That's a policy choice. Treat it like one.